No, no. Well, we're on to you now.
Well, I joined a fraternity at SMU, Kappa Sigma, and I'd enjoyed it. And my father, strangely enough, had apparently belonged to the same outfit at Sewanee. And he thought that was all right for me to join it. And Kappa Sigma was not a particularly intellectual organization. They had quite a number of football players in it, and a football player I was not. A college football player I was not. I may have played some sandlot lot football, but
by this time had you become an active tennis player? You achieved some degree of
I play. Dad had taught me tennis.
Oh, Eddie.
Yeah, and I had I've played tennis all my life until I regret to say right about now I'm playing less and less, but haven't given up the idea. Even so, where was I? I got through.
We're talking about the your activity as a secretary of the Liberal Club.
Yeah.
And this confrontation, if that's the right word.
At the steps.
And then you were, I think, instilled with some greater confidence as a result of that. And I suppose perhaps you were more quicker to speak, were you, at such occasions after that? Or?
No, that was my greatest triumph at Harvard. In subsequent history, when I came back to Dallas from Harvard, I did some speaking in the parks in Dallas.
What was your central theme at that time? Would it have been economic justice or something about how to remedy unemployment? Those were the issues of the day, weren't they?
Well, unemployment was a big, big feature of life, and my father was the best-known socialist in the state of Texas for most of his life, and I, of course, picked up a great deal. And I talked in the parks, made speeches from time to time. I wouldn't say that I did an awful lot of that, but there was certainly some of it.
How long were you at Harvard, Judge?
Did you just a year.
Just 1 year, and you came back in 1934 to Dallas?
To Dallas, yes.
What led to your going then from there to Detroit? Didn't you go to Detroit about that time?
Yeah. Let's see if I can figure out just how that went.
Did it have anything to do with organizational ties to some group like... I know somewhere in there you were active in the American Students Union, were you not?
Yes, I was for a brief period of time. I really a great, from 34 to 36, 2 years, I lectured for the League for Industrial Democracy. This was Norman Thomas's. Norman Thomas was always the president of that, or whatever they called it. I don't know what it, but he was the head of it.